Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I believe Lee's land became Arlington Cemetery.
Really?
Yeah, so when you see the mansion up on the hill when you go over the bridge.
I know they make the jeans, and you know they've been iconic.
Yes, the Lee jeans are great.
Right.
And of course the Lee car, Mike, made by Renault.
And the
of course,
where
that's right.
That great general that fought in later years, Peggy. And then replaced down the road by Spike.
And you know, they didn't all fight on our side. There was General Bruce.
Who's Bruce?
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
He wins.
Bruce Lee. Congratulations to the Bruins for beating the Carolina Hurricanes last night. They're kids that have grown up and not known loss. It's pretty amazing.
I'm glad you brought that up because this clip shows...
Sports loss.
Loss.
They've never known loss.
That sounded a little heavier than I wanted it to sound. Wouldn't you love to see a win?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think Pat Sajak is at home being like, somebody, give me shingles, something. I need something.
You know what? He needs a hairpiece.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, campers. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
Michael Buffer, let's get ready to rumble. All right, we said that we would have an announcement on Friday's show. This isn't a major announcement. You know we're going to be in Las Vegas. This is a different announcement. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me get the music. Hold on just
you need
a second.
The music.
All right. All right. Let me get the Vegas music. You ready? Cue the Vegas music. Thank you. All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Due to your amazing, and I'm talking amazing support, our TMOS Live Friday show is almost completely sold out. Normally, that would shut out the majority of listeners who want to see our live show. Did last year. After 10 years, we are thrilled at the response to our 10th anniversary spectacular. And I mean, that gives me a just pause to realize how great our listeners are. We have added a second show. Tickets are now available for a second show Saturday night, November 16th. Want to come and see us two nights in a row? No problema. Not able to make it till Saturday in Vegas? No problema.
Yeah.
Worried that you get shut out? No problem. We are delighted to announce a second all-new show for Saturday night at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Vegas. We are pumped to see even more of our incredible listeners, but these tickets will sell out fast, so go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get yours now.
Do it! Do it!
The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Brought to you by Zappos.com. Tickets are on sale right now, and we have something like a little over 30 tickets left for the first show. But fear not, we have a second show on Saturday. And last year, I also was mindful of the fact that a lot of people said, you know, I'm glad you got... Oh, turn that down. I'm glad that you guys are doing a second show, because a lot of you can't do Friday, get into Vegas Friday. A lot of you have to wait till Saturday. So now, you know, get out there and do it. And for those of you that want to come see us two nights in a row, we'd love you too, to be there. And we're very, very excited about it. And
you've got Clarence. Do either.
Clarence.
What's your vector, Victor?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah. I mean, this is, I said to my wife earlier today that I am, after 10 years, that we can still do this. And, We added a second show for one reason only, that we sold tickets fast for previous live shows. We sold these faster than we did New Orleans. We sold these faster than the first Vegas show. Sold these faster than D.C. We're very, very happy that we've added a second show. So sell that out, too.
Please.
Because we want to do that. And then we'll venture out into the Vegas night, exhausted, burned out. And for both of you
strung
and me,
out,
and
Jack.
I'm talking to myself, too. You know, please, no, we have to pace ourselves.
Conserve.
Because we have a second show.
But
and by the way,
we're not going to disappoint anyone.
The second show is going to be different than the first one in not only format, but also content. So And you know, it's significantly different. So we're
but
very
complimentary
very
to the
it.
First one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And if you want to come and see both, you're going to see a different show on Saturday night because ticket sales have been swift.
And a little behind the scenes.
Don't know why I had to rewrite that, Rob. Anyway.
For years, I've been like, Mike, we should just do two shows. He's like, no!
Well, Oscar, your philosophy and my philosophy are different. You know, you come from a school of thought where, you know, you do as many as you can. And I come from a philosophy of, you know, we make them all special and we less is more. That's the way I look at it. But when you have 30 tickets left to your first show, as you told me,
in a pre-sale
where they haven't even been open
to the public,
the general public. And I should point out, and I don't mind telling people that the bonus show subscriptions are a small part of our entire listening audience.
Yes.
Single digit.
So when you tell me that we've sold almost sold out a show because of those folks, those wonderful, incredible,
beautiful,
truly
folks.
Supportive listeners that do that, we're excited to do a second show.
We want to be
inclusive. A lot of you wanted us to do it, and so we're doing it, and we're going to get those tickets on sale for those of you that want to come and see us. And I really now, if you're the type of person that said, I couldn't get out of work to get there, instead, you got Saturday till 8 p.m. to make it out there and be out there. So I can't say thank you enough to our listening audience, because these live shows now, and the reason we do it with Zappos, and the reason we are doing it in Las Vegas again, it is a business decision. Make no mistake about that. We have fundraisers throughout the year that are absolutely essential to our business model. And if you're bored at me talking about that, I have to talk about it, because we have an intimate relationship with our audience. And this has now become something that we rely upon to make money for the show, so the show can keep going strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we are really excited about doing this. And when Oscar and I were talking about how the show is going to be laid out, I'm excited about that too.
Yeah.
Let's just say they're going to be both wonderful programs and
surprises.
And people will find reasons to punch holes in everything, but I don't care. You know, if you didn't make it to the Friday show, there's really very little we can do about that.
Also,
there's nothing we can do about
Mike,
it.
Mike, at the root of it, it's this, and you alluded to this earlier, and I should just highlight it, is the idea that we would only have 30 plus tickets available to the general public. Is asinine.
It's crazy.
If that type of demand is there, and for those of
that makes sense,
our listeners that would want to participate in a 10-year anniversary, we should open up a second evening, as you said, to make this happen.
I think of the listeners that are, say, local in Vegas that don't have the gelt to put together for the bonus package, and we're mindful of
that.
They
had plans on Friday, but now they can come Saturday.
Plans on Friday. Mm-hmm. We are super psyched about that. So look on our social media; it's going to be up there today, and we're going to be there and be square and do all that fantastic stuff. Before we move on, because I'm frustrated when I have to rewrite your copy.
Yeah.
Why did you say ticket sales have been swift?
Well, they were. They were amazingly swift. Faster than any before.
They weren't amazingly swift. You were, I don't know where, you know, it's just
Taylor Swift.
It's just interesting sometimes.
No, I do believe that is a standard phrase. Swift ticket sales, meaning that they were moving. We only had 30 left.
Swift,
fast, moving.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
I knew a girl in college named Swift. She
really?
Was Swift.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Tom Swift, of course.
She's very sweet. Broke my heart.
We're very, very excited about that. And I'm getting ready to hop on a plane and swiftly fly up to Washington, D.C. And what is the weather up there? Please tell me right now. I don't mind hearing it. It's going to be showers and thunderstorms today.
Well, today in the evening, you have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
As you do all summer long.
Yes.
Always a 30% chance. It's a drizzly, cool morning, but I think you've got a chance of clearing up.
Yesterday, the gates of hell opened up here in Southwest Florida, where for the first time, the black wall of clouds that I saw in the distance landed on top of us.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain areas, this is how it rains down here. In certain areas where near where I live, they got 3.5 inches of rain in less than an hour.
An hour?
Yeah, they imagine what that rain
is like. That's like a month's worth of rain. Would be a lot to get in a month. And they get it in an hour.
So it's here.
Rain sideways in Florida. When I was in Orlando, I was like, oh, That's like the rain in Forrest Gump when it's raining sideways. And I said, hey kids, look, it's raining sideways. And they looked at me like I was like, Rube.
Yeah.
So, happens all the time.
I am seeing my daughter this evening and seeing my other daughter, who I haven't gotten her permission yet, but she has a website now
really?
For her acting that's up and running. It's beautiful.
Let me
and
find
she's
it.
Done a really nice... No, stop.
You don't want me to... I'll plug it. I was going to plug
right
it.
Now. I know. Oh. Not ready yet.
Sorry.
But I'm just mentioning what happens in my life. That's all. Just waiting for my world.
What is the weather excited. For you? He gets excited with your daughters, I think.
I do need to meet...
Call me.
No, that's just... Look, that's Catherine's
I know, that's... Just, that's just
for Elizabeth, I do need to slide into her DMs, Mike, because I gave your daughter, Catherine, a graduation present. It would only be fair to have an offering for Elizabeth. So if you do hear about a transaction or slash conversation behind the scenes in her on her Instagram account,
well,
please don't
be creeped
out.
You don't have to do that, but if you'd like to, that's wonderful.
Of course, Mike.
What are you doing tonight? If you're floating around, come over to dinner with us. Have dinner with us and, you know, come by and, you know, have a bite to eat. That would be, you know, if you're free. You know, it's going to be, I don't want you to be there. I'm meeting the boyfriend tonight.
Why can't I eyeball him?
Because you would have a couple of cocktails and you would try to make it. Are we going to see each other Saturday, gentlemen? Are we going to see each other Saturday?
You'll see me on Saturday and you'll see Robert, too.
Are you questioning us?
What do you mean? You're going to see me?
You're the only one that's like, I couldn't make it. We're always everywhere, Mike. We're just waiting for
I'm
you.
No, I'm going to be at
you're
the thing
hot chick.
For girl. I'm going to be there at the thing for girl. I don't know when you see me. Yeah, when I come walking in with the Whoopi Goldberg line, you'll know.
That's, Mike, tomorrow for the ceremony, it's looking like 65 degrees and a chance of showers.
All right. I've already told my daughter that because they have to limit the tickets that the family up there, I said, I deferred. I'm going to see you Friday night. And
okay.
If I don't make it to the ceremony.
To clarify,
yes.
You don't want me at dinner tonight, but you want me at girls tomorrow.
Yeah, well, yeah. I assumed you were coming to that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm excited about the whole weekend. You know, we're having, I don't want to, we don't want to go public with that because it's not a public thing.
Right. No.
But girls having a party for her wedding. Katie Cole, who is Katie, what's her name?
Murphy.
Now?
Katie. She married Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. She literally married Eddie Murphy.
Well, I'd never guessed that he's Irish. Okay, sorry about that.
Well, I would, you know, you would think he might be black.
I loved him. In another 48 hours, he was great.
Wonderful. In another. Yes. That's probably Eddie Murphy's best movie.
What's his first name?
Eddie.
I didn't know that.
It's Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy really is his name?
Yes. Yes. I'm Johnny Wishbone.
Sorry. I'm a little uptight. I'm a little uptight with the travel. You know that. Carl asked me why I was in a bit of a state last night. I said, I don't like to fly. I don't like to get on planes. I don't like to go through airports. I don't like TSA. Hmm. I don't like any of that crap. But I do like seeing my family, and I'm going to have the bosom of my family.
And you have an easy-to-navigate airport down there. You actually like your airport down there. It's not
like
you're going through Dulles.
I like my airport a lot, and I don't mind, you know, Ronald Reagan National Airport either.
Right.
I don't mind that at all.
That's a fine airport.
Too.
I don't much care for John Foster Dulles International
Airport.
I'm not
a fan of John Foster Dulles, and I'm not a fan of getting to Thurgood Marshall.
Oh, yes, International.
International up in Baltimore, because it used to be easy, but now with the traffic, it's not.
You're going to BWI?
No, I'm
not. No, he's just rating airports.
Okay, yeah. I was like, wait a second.
I will tell you, it's
Patrick
been a long
Henry
time.
Patrick Henry International in Richmond is another one that's hard to navigate.
Which one is it?
Patrick Henry International.
What about TF Green in Rhode Island?
Patrick Henry.
Yeah, when you're serving the southern part of the great state of Virginia, always choose Patrick Henry International Airport.
Robert E. Lee Memorial Airport, you know. So they had a news story down here where a bartender in downtown Fort Myers was arrested for drunkenly tearing down a Robert E. Lee statue
that
was somewhere downtown. Yeah, and so they said the story, and then the only video they had was, and here are the sons of the Confederacy putting the statue back up, and you saw these guys, and these guys had they looked like sons of the Confederacy. Which, you know, where they have nothing to do with the Confederacy. They just, you know, want to put the
statue
back
up. When my mom was a Safeway employee in McLean, Virginia, one of her older customers that would come in to cash checks occasionally was Robert E. Lee IV, direct descendant.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Was he super old?
He was pretty old, but this was, you know, 30 years ago. I imagine he's dead now.
Right.
But yeah, he was old, but he was very proud.
Were the Lees wealthy? Because I always think of these older families.
All the generals were probably from wealthy families because it was all about status. It was much like the
I believe Lee's land became Arlington Cemetery.
Really?
Yeah, so when you see the mansion up on the hill when you go over the bridge.
I know they make the jeans, and you know they've been iconic.
Yes, the Lee jeans are great.
Right.
And of course, the Lee car, Mike, made by Renault.
And of course,
that great general that fought later years, Peggy. And then replaced down the road by Spike.
What was great about her is, you know, before the army was commingled, she was a WOMAN.
Right. And of course, Tommy.
Yes.
Lee Jones.
And you know, they didn't all fight on our side. There was General Bruce.
Who's Bruce?
Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wins.
Bruce Lee.
He went to the other side.
We just played the Lee game.
The General Lee game.
This is a typical Friday show.
Bruce Lee drove the General Lee.
That's weird. The car. That's right. The 74 Dodge Charger or whatever it was.
I saw Bruce Lee in the theater. I saw Bruce Lee enter the dragon. I saw that in the theater.
Wow. Yeah, did it translate in the theater? I watched it probably high at WVU.
Was it sort of a weird thing because kung fu films were not at their apex when that hit the big screen? So what was it like going
so
to see that?
So many weird movies when I was in my formative years. Look up Enter the Dragon, and I'll tell you how old I was because I did see it.
Looking it
in
up.
The theater. Enter the Dragon.
Was it true, Mike? Actor. It might be 1974 because that's the same year that everybody was kung fu fighting.
I wasn't that much of a kid in 70. I was growing up in 74.
You were
I was 16. Like
16, right? Yeah.
All right. Very cool. I saw, here's the one that I saw that I'll always remember. I saw a double feature at the Strand Theater in Hartford, Connecticut of The Abominable Dr. Fibes with Vincent Price.
Yes.
And then Count Yorga Vampire.
Both great.
When was Enter the
Dragon? 1973, and listen to this.
We were close, Mike.
Tomato meter, you've got 93%. Killing it.
Yeah. Enter the Dragon. And I just pulled the actor.
Who?
The other actor besides Bruce Lee, the white guy, was John Saxon. Do you have any memory of John Saxon with his black eyebrows?
B-movie guy, right? A lot of B-movies. Yeah.
John Saxon.
Oh, yeah. He was Roper. Dragon.
Roper.
Roper.
Good name. Good name.
It was great. Speaking of movies, Rob Spiewak, can I ask you a question about TCM?
Please.
Turner Classic Movies.
Yes.
So Turner Classic Movies, one would think that you would see classics, true classics, but they don't run classics on Turner. There was a movie last night that I looked in on between periods of the hockey game that had Roy Orbison.
Oh, I saw that was on.
Called The Fastest Guitar.
The Fastest Guitar in the West, I believe, is the full title.
One of the worst movies I think I've ever seen. And they do that periodically.
They do.
Where they'll put everything up there. And, you know, it's a question of kind. Don't they have enough
oftentimes,
decent stuff?
They have every decent thing. But oftentimes they'll do something that's thematic. And they will sometimes show an older movie that's a curio, especially if it's not available on DVD or streaming. There's a movie, a legendarily bad movie called The Sphinx. I believe it's called The Sphinx, and it's about a rock band that gets kidnapped by Russians or something. But it's got an amazing cast of 1960s has-beens, and that's the only place you can see it, is the Turner Classic Movies. And they will show Gone with the Wind and Casablanca.
Do you consume everything they offer?
It's the first channel I check when I turn on my television to see what's on. Yeah.
So, and this is a serious question. After hours, maybe after the 10 p.m. Safe Harbor, do they start getting a little risque with the old school movies?
They will show stuff like...
Emmanuel in Space.
No, they don't show any Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
But they'll show some
gritty. I saw the Emmanuel movies in the theater.
Oh, that's got to be awkward.
It was not that fun.
No, they'll
show. It was a disappointment, to be honest with you. I was looking for a little, Seika, and I got kind of soft.
Yeah.
Where you see, like, a guy's forehead. Like, they just cheated us.
That isn't fair.
He didn't get out of his cock-a-doody pants.
They will show some of the grittier stuff from the 70s and 80s.
What's grittier?
Gunsmoke? Clute or The French Connection. Something, good movies
I'm all in
classics.
On that one.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
But they will, a lot of times at 8 p.m., they usually show something that's pretty strong as far as classic-wise, usually, unless they're doing some sort of theme.
What is your all-time fave on, your go-to? You'll never go by it.
I will never turn off the Maltese Falcon, the Bogart movie.
The Maltese Falcon.
Oh. That's it. I don't think I've ever watched
that. I love a man that loves to talk about talking.
Based in Atlanta?
No, it's not. It's based in San Francisco.
The Atlanta
Falcons. Don't you think for a movie that was designed around that bird that it was a pretty cheesy looking prop? Didn't it look really like really a wax dummy? Didn't it look like it was made out of plastic?
No, I love the prop, and I actually have a copy of it at my home because.
God.
The reason that it's so great.
Down this road right now.
Mike,
you've got a copy of it at your home?
The Templars of Malta had to give the King of Spain a tribute every year of a bird. And one year they didn't give him a live bird. This is, I think, 1539. They gave him a solid gold jewel-encrusted falcon. And through the years, it gained sort of a sheen of black cover so that it didn't look as valuable as it was. And that's why it looks sort of...
Wait. See, you dropped that. You didn't. That can't be the story.
That
what
is
do you
it.
Mean a sheen of black cover? What does that mean?
Over the years, it developed a coating of some sort. They're vague about it in the movie, but it is just... It looks like a black lead statue. And that's why in the movie, it is so easily overlooked by people that have had it for the last 400 years. And so when they get it, the first thing they do is they take a knife and they try to go into it and they find out that it is indeed just lead, the stuff that dreams are made of. But that is why it does look like that.
So it's a fake?
It is a fake. You never see the actual Maltese Falcon in the movie. Spoiler alert! If you haven't seen it yet.
I've never seen it.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Right.
It's not in theaters anymore.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When something, this fact.
Yes.
Rolls off your tongue.
Right.
Do you ever wonder, man, what have I done with my life?
No, but when I find myself talking to you every day, I wonder, what have I done with my life?
I did say something similar, I guess, in a different vein to you.
Okay, how's that?
Yesterday in a mixed company, as the, let's say, four or five people, maybe a total of eight are in the room.
Okay.
I mean, they're having problems with printers, and we finally decided we're getting a new printer here. We don't have the printer you have, Mike. While you have your problems, the printer we have is 10 years older than the printer you currently have.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have a shelf life, don't they?
Our printer is what is known as a special needs printer.
So I said, okay, enough with the printers messing with our workflow. I will take care of the printer. I'm a printer guy. I yell that out like with a badge of honor.
I'm a printer guy.
Well, and you love to
it's
procure.
It's fine between us.
You love procurement. If there's a job that you enjoy, procurement is one of your.
Yeah, I love getting what is right for the dollars for the job.
But you also enjoy the game and you're good at it.
Yeah, he's like James Garner in The Great Escape.
So
if you need something,
he'll find it for you.
So I paused. Charlie Bernie's in Vermont right now, so the procurement's all on me.
Okay. You know why he's up there?
No, he is picking up his daughter from college and driving her home.
That's right.
What a nice dad. Wonderful.
I forgot.
That's terrific.
That's wonderful. I sit there. I pause. Nobody gives me any accolades for being a printer guy. I realize that was the dorkiest thing they've heard in this room.
I'm a printer guy.
And I slinked out of the room.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Now, compared to the one I have down here, you have a big turbocharged one up there?
No, ours is 10 years older than yours.
And it's definitely a home unit.
Yeah, it's a home
unit. What's the new hot printer that you're thinking of? Because I like it when you talk about
so
stuff
your,
like that.
Your printer's generation, there's only one upgrade. Upgrade from what you currently have.
And I have the HP failure.
You have a commercial grade HP printer that's a laser printer.
Oh, he has the Jam 1500, doesn't he?
Well, it's also user error.
I have the LaserJet Pro $400.
Yes. So they have one
from the Hewlett-Packard company.
Yes, they have one generation above that. That is viable because you're not look, the other option from buying a printer and owning it is leasing a printer from the big office supply stores.
Mm-hmm.
And leasing a printer is more than what we do not need that cost here at the business. We just need to buy something that
all
works
of our printer
on
money, all of our printer money went to the coffee machine.
Oh, well, yes. See, that's why. Well, I understand why that is because my Hewlett-Packard, it copies. It scans and it makes a nice steaming cup of Joe if you
delicious.
Use a little spigot on the back. Yeah, and it's like, and every time I drink it, I say this coffee tastes like ink.
Oh yeah, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I didn't always lie. No, when I was a kid, I told the truth. But then one day I caught Scott stealing money out of my mother's purse, and I lied. I told her it was homework, that my teacher told me to do it, and she got fired. Yeah, that's what happened. So after that, lying was easy for me. And then I got a job in journalism, writing for the National Geographic. Yes. I was making $20,000 a month. In fact, I won the Pulitzer Prize that year. Yeah, that's a ticket. And then my cousin died, Joe Louis, and I took it hard. Maybe too hard. I tried to kill myself. Yeah, I did kill myself. Sure, I was medically dead for a week and a half. Yeah, and then it was a woman that brought me out of it. It was Indira Gandhi. Yeah, that's who it was. And she told me about Pathological Liars Anonymous. Oh, you'd be surprised how many famous people belong. Why, in fact, at one of the meetings, I met my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Yeah, that's a ticket. You can guarantee on that. I'm not kidding you.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
I have a question for you, Rob. Would you say it might be accurate? Listen to the audience response to that.
Yeah.
Which is really a great clip to demonstrate it.
Yeah.
That John Lovitz maybe had about a 50-50 following. I love him.
Yeah,
I think you're right. There's nothing about him I don't like. The Tommy Flanagan character was just so wonderful.
And
I love
better,
that.
And a better, even better example is he would kill it as Master Thespian, and there'd be nothing. Just crickets. And I'm dying laughing. I think he's an acquired taste like bitter.
He's like a cult film.
Like bitter coffee.
He is truly like a cult film, and you hear that. I picture that. I'm laughing my ass off.
Yeah,
this
it's great.
Is like, yeah, I met my wife, Morgan Fairchild.
National Enquirer Geographic.
And I'm watching the, and I'm picturing the audience with half the people with their heads cocked like dogs looking at him. It's just strange.
But I'm glad we like him.
John Lovitz. I like him.
Everyone loves Will Ferrell.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. That's a great point. And by the way, if you don't get that point, well, yeah, then no surprise.
Yeah, it's a ticket.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios, from Houston, Texas, to Gunpo, South Korea, from Montreal, Canada, to Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, from Irondequoit, New York, to Salt Lake City, Utah, the Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Some wise words. Wise words. From Cornerstone First Financial. If you're considering making some financial moves, stop considering and do it. Equity in homes has never been higher than it is right now. So you can buy things.
I went from that guy.
You went from Peter Lorre into Sidney Greenstreet.
Peter Lorre, Sidney Greenstreet, then into George C. Scott as Scrooge.
Oh, good.
We're talking over $15 trillion in equity across the country. In fact, since the bottom of the market in 2012, home values are now up 53%, whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt. Cornerstone guarantees the lowest rate. Rates are low. Equity is high. And even if you purchased in the last year, you may be able to remove your PMI, private mortgage insurance. Work with friends of TMOS. These are good folks. And save some dough in the process. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And if you missed the very beginning of the show, we're adding a second night. So be aware of that. We will be telling you more about that later in the program. And for those of you that virtually sold out our show with a pre-sale, thank you.
That crazy. Love you guys.
Terrific. And we look forward to seeing a lot of the return business from Friday night to on Saturday night. We're going to make a weekend of it, the 10th anniversary.
Two separate shows.
November 15th and 16th. Yes.
I could talk about going to D.C. I could talk about meeting my daughter's boyfriend tonight. I could talk about college graduation. I could talk about girl. I could talk about everything that's going on. But what I really want to do is just share a story that all men deal with. Old men, young men, men. Mm. Men like this.
Men behave.
I got a babysitter. We get an early babysitting deal with our wonderful lady Carmen down here. And Mom and I like to just go out and crap around for a bit and then have an early din-din and then come home. And that's what we did last night. And we went to a little watering hole where we like it a lot. It's a nice place to eat. It will go nameless for the purpose of this discussion. And we get over there.
Did we go there when Oscar and I were visiting?
Great question.
Meow.
Yep.
No.
Okay, yeah. No. I thought that was a non-committal David Hasselhoff.
You're already beginning to try to guess, and you're not allowed.
Oh, I don't want to guess. I just wanted to. I mean, we have no basis on which to guess.
You did not. You've never been this place. It's a new place. It's a new joint.
All right.
And so we walk in, and we're driving through this strip mall where this place is located, and they say they open at 4. It's like, and we're going to go in, and we're going to have drinks and a dinner at like 4 o'clock, like 95-year-old people.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And we were literally the first people in the door. And we walk in. And my question to all of you is, I don't mind the female form at all. As a matter of fact, the female form is wonderful. But I think that men, especially with this particular look, have an issue. And it is called the cleavage factor.
Yeah. Oh.
I still, to this day, believe that cleavage on a woman, it can be perhaps the most distracting thing in the world.
In
the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you try to look away. And it was very, I suddenly, there's no reason I should feel this way other than being a man. But this bartender comes. I mean, she's okay. She's pretty.
Yeah.
But she's not, you know, movie star pretty, but she's nice looking and she's extremely personable. And we're the only people in the joint, and we're going to have a cocktail, and then we're going to have a little dinner. But she has the plunging thing.
Sure.
With the push-up thing, and there they are, right there. Mm. And I suddenly, this is me. Suddenly, maybe it's being Irish, I have no idea. I am racked with guilt.
Why?
Nice choice of words.
I don't know why.
Guilt.
I'm racked with guilt. Thank you. I don't know how to behave, because this is just like in the scene in Animal House where you have the devil on the shoulder and the angel on the shoulder. Because one side of me is like, take a good look, take it all in, take a really, really good look. And by the way, if you look online at all of our stuff that we consume, it's everywhere. It's constant. Women in bikinis,
but live
women scantily
and in
clad,
person,
the Kardashians at
different.
The Met Gala, you know, live and in person. And I'm sitting there. Different. And I ended up, say this camera right here,
yes.
Right, is the bartender,
yeah.
Okay? I say, so what can I get for you? Oh, let's see. I think I'm going to have a, I think I'm going to have a Moscow Mule.
So you're comically avoiding
it,
except for
this comic. I don't know what it might have looked like. I just know that I was completely fake because
I got to ask
you
this.
I never got a really good look because it was so there that I, you know, it's not like I have a desire.
What about your wife?
To take this one. She's right next to me.
She know you're having
She's
a problem.
Right next to me.
Now, I got to ask this. When you get in that situation, and I have a specific example that I have the same problem with.
Right.
Once you realize.
It's when Matt comes in, right?
Exactly.
On the days that Matt comes
and
in.
And he has that low-cut orange hoodie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but when you find yourself in that situation and you become aware of it, it becomes even more difficult to deal with. You can't be cool with it.
Because what I'd like to do, really, I'd like to do. If I had no shame and no pride, I would like to be, what can I get for you? And I go, I'll have a Moscow Mule, and I'm not sure what Carla's going to have. Carla, what are you going to have? And by the way, my wife is stunning, and she's very beautiful. And so until she hears this right now.
Yeah, she's not going to know.
Let me call her.
All right.
I can't
do this.
She might be. She's
again, that's the thing. When you're hypersensitive.
She's wearing the outerwear. You know, so.
Outerwear.
Activewear.
Outerwear.
Outerwear is like in the wintertime in Detroit.
She's going to work out. We're apart.
She's got her London fog on.
London fog. Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're having a discussion. You didn't make one comment about it, but were you aware of that cleavage on the bartender yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I did a good job, didn't I? Not letting you even know that I was
lurking.
Aware of that.
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to let you know that. And
but I noticed too.
Okay. You noticed it. It was, I mean, I never got a really good look because I didn't want to make you angry and I didn't want to make her think I was some kind of perv, but she was letting it all hang out, was she not?
Yeah, she was exposing. She let those puppies out to play.
Okay, thank you very much.
One more question.
Oh, Oscar's got a question. What, Oscar?
Were they built for speed or pleasure?
Oscar wants to know if they were built for speed or pleasure.
Pleasure.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. But I mean, but you're, and I said this and I mean this, and you're much more attractive than she, and you know that. But it was just kind of, I found it a little awkward. Did you?
It was gross.
Okay. Gross.
Not a word I'd choose, but thank you very much. All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Well, yeah, she probably wasn't.
She got a good egg.
She probably wasn't doing that for a couple coming in for drinks and dinner. Yeah. It was probably for the later crowd.
That is the first time we have talked about it.
That's crazy.
First, because it wasn't that big. But I was, and it's also because of my behavior. I said, I used
self-control.
A little self-control that I might not have had in my 30s, 40s, and even earlier 50s.
I remember when you used to go to bars and you'd wear the mirrored sunglasses.
Just to stare. Yeah. Yes.
Mike,
yes.
And your shorts.
I would say that another way to address this without being awkward, mm-hmm. that I use with Shannon all the time, is I was like, look, do you think that she's going to have back problems in a few years? So then it looks like I'm empathetic to the cause.
You care.
Mm-hmm. But then we both get to look at them together.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, definitely back problems, because that bra is definitely not supporting that right now.
And then do you tell the waitress that you're a printer expert?
You know, I'm a printer expert. Let me tell you, the ribbon around your bra is not strong enough.
I'm on Mike's left shoulder. Hey, look at him. Look at him. Stare at him. Stare at him right now. Go on. Stare at him.
No, don't do that. You don't want to do that. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Stare at him. Look there. Look. She wants him to be seen. Consume them. Look at them right now.
What are you, some kind of pervert? Your wife's standing next to you. Stop it. Stop it.
Come on, man. Come on. She wants the whole world to see them. Ask her to undo another button. Yeah, go ahead. Come on.
What are you doing? You're a happily married man. Don't do that, Mike. What are you doing? Come on now.
Oh, take him in. Take him in, man. Why don't you ask her to lean over and get you another cocktail napkin? Yeah.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Oh, my God. You homo.
MC.
You gotta insult yourself.
By the way, I used homo only because that was in the movie Animal.
Of course, it's an homage.
Kind of language that I do. I like doing the evil and the good.
I like that.
So you guys ready to order some dinner? Would you like to have a little dinner? She says that to us.
Right.
I said, yeah, I think I'm just gonna have a steak. And meanwhile, I'm going,
yeah, stare at him. I want a steak. I want some delicious meat. Absolutely.
Why don't you just think about your dinner? Just think about your dinner, you pig.
Okay. I have a big, big, round baked potato with a nipple on it. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Well.
Oh, God, we're running late. What
That's
are we doing today?
Good-looking potato.
When we come back, we'll just wrap this up because it is a fascinating show. I interrupted you when you were talking about Shannon and the protocol.
There are two options.
Okay.
One is health-related, and then the other is, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Look at him. Look at him. New York City
weather. Hello. This is Scott Shannon. When I finish broadcasting my morning show, I like to go back to my office, sit back, and relax with one of my favorite guilty pleasures, the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. It's an extra hour of your favorite program, and they use salty language I can't use because of FCC regulations. It's the best way to support TMOS. Hey, that's just like call letters. And when you break down the cost of an annual subscription, each episode averages out to about the price of a piece of candy. So subscribe today and tell them Super Shan sent you. Now somebody play my jingle.
Scott Shannon, C100.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Hims. The problem? Premature ejaculation.
Mm.
Just the facts, Jack. It's not unusual. In fact, up to 39% of men experience it. So, is the fun ending too quickly for you? Most guys aren't thrilled at the thought of opening up to a doctor about performance problems. The solution? ForHims.com. Excuse me. The wellness brand for men. Visit ForHims.com to get convenient and affordable treatment for your early arrivals. They connect you to a doctor online who can evaluate you and help identify the right treatment. Best yet, it can be delivered right to your door in discreet packaging, so no more awkward in-person doctor's appointments. So if you want to slow your roll, and make the good times last, go to 4hymns.com. Listen what they're doing for our listeners. Our listeners get a special offer. You can get started for just $10. Just go to 4hymns.com/TMOS to get started. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. See the website for full details and safety information for 4hymns, and we thank you. All right, we're talking about the protocol.
Yes.
I'm a lot about protocol lately on the show. As far as when somebody's got the cleavage that's out there, we're the only people in there right now. We're at this bar, and
similar situation before. Just another situation that I get in with this is my dry cleaner. You know, a dry cleaner, even in the dead of winter, it's very hot in the back of a dry cleaner, and she is oftentimes just in a t-shirt when she comes out. And again, she's nice looking, not movie star pretty, but it's very hard to make small talk when you're staring at that. And so if this protocol is helpful, I'm into it.
Okay. Is she wearing anything under the t-shirt?
She is.
But it's a light cotton.
But you know what it is? Blend. It's fighting a losing battle.
Wow.
Hi, Maddie. So, moving along.
I always like acknowledging the
one female cast member.
He brings it out a little bit somehow. It's just because it sounds like Dad in 1963. they're fighting a losing battle there. But I'm talking about it, so I mean the subject is cleavage. Yeah. So I'm okay.
And my shirts have never been whiter.
Okay,
one is gross. So. You think, is there another, is there like this, does the dinner party get these jokes?
You mean the supper club?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
God save them all.
Usually
God
about the third round.
Save them all.
Okay, so one is, I guess, a concern for her health, where you say, I wonder if she's going to have back problems. So you get into that. So then
they
you,
weren't in that category.
I get it. But if it's a small frame, anything could give you the disbalance that leads to back problems, right?
Or an accident in a revolving door, anything.
So then the second is also medically based. It is, man, like, I wonder if those are natural or not. But then you can get into the conversation about cosmetic surgery.
My time spent, my eye time in that direction would not be significant enough that I could give you a proper evaluation of size or authenticity.
Got it.
That's how I would describe that. And by the way, listen to this, Rob. This is how you do it, okay?
Okay.
You just try to dance around it as much as you can,
right?
All right? That's what you try to do. Not my shirts have never been whiter that made me want to puke.
See, that's your brain. I'm just saying that's a great dry cleaner.
Oh, that's not my brain. It's wonderful. Always that with you.
What is he obsessed with?
Don't say it.
Semen.
That you can say.
It's disgusting.
It is.
Gross.
It's always what you want to talk about.
That is a first legit 2019.
It's so bad.
Of disgust.
So bad. It bugs me. Like, rubs me. So you're not giving me any solutions at all.
I just gave you two options.
I was hoping you'd say, this is it. You know, you can... The serious.
What have
discussion.
You said? I want to speak to the manager.
Hey, there are old men down here that pull that kind of crap.
No way,
there
really.
This is a story that goes back maybe 10, 15 years ago at Cocoonville. There was a house on the T box, right off the T box,
right,
and they had down near the little canal. We don't have lakes, we don't have ponds. They're like little drainage ditches, but they're big enough to call them lakes. They're little canals, and there was they had a platform down there, like a little deck area, you know, boat from it or anything. But there was a young lady who used to sun herself in her bikini. It might have been not even been that young a lady at the time. I don't remember. I remember hearing about it and seeing people in bikinis on that swim platform. And it's right to the left of the tee box. And I thought it was cool. The story goes, and I have no idea whether this is legend or not, that they got a complaint letter from the community.
Ooh.
And that's so rotten.
And then the person that sent the letter was a dude. It was a man who had done that. Maybe. A man that was so castrated that he decided. And by the way, these are women in bathing suits sunning themselves in Florida.
It's not castrated, Mike. Maybe he was tempted. Maybe it was too much temptation for him.
Yeah, but yes. They're across a lake. It was nothing. It was other than, you know, hey, you know, you move on, and it was a conversation piece. But the people
the
that live there, the people that live there, nice home too, bigger home than mine.
Yeah,
sold it. Boom, bye bye. See you later. F you.
What is
thank
so
you
taking our hot chicks and we're moving elsewhere?
What's so detestable about that is the fact that it was a letter from the community means the amount of organization and time that the wife made that man go through.
Right, right.
That what kind a of crap. Horrible, horrible woman.
We had a similar issue when I was a younger man, and I lifeguarded probably at 4 large pools. Thank you. One of them, Bethesda Country Club.
Yes.
And at...
And how many lives did you save?
I saved one. I actually saved one life.
Between Rob's hams going together and you saying, I lifeguarded at 4 large pools.
So the best summer jobs ever until you get into management and then you got to deal with all these little F-sticks.
Oh, I'd hate being management. I would hate being
Well, it's easy now. They just fly in Russians every year.
So,
try not to sink in pool.
We had twins that worked at one of the pools who were very attractive. And they did not like wearing the one piece that...
They were brothers?
No, the girls.
Oh, okay.
The one piece that, thank you for clarifying.
Standard issue for a lifeguard.
Yes. So they would wear a two piece. Mm-hmm. And, but the two piece, like.
Still red with the white cross on it?
No, the Speedo.
Kind of a sports bra.
Yes. And then when they were off duty, they would wear your general low cut bikini, right? Mm.
Yeah.
And one of the members of, I guess, the homeowners association. Wrote a letter to our pool company, which then came to me to talk to the twins about, to say that they were not, to narc on them, to say that they were not in their one-piece uniform.
This country, I got to tell you something. We are, make no mistake about what this is all about. This comes right down to it. I think we're completely uptight. Look at our websites. What do we consume more than anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's porn in the privacy of I didn't have the story today, but I researched it today about a story about how many times people enjoy self fun. Okay. It's something like 83% of Americans. All right. But yet all we want to do is this. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
Everybody just chill out, lighten up. Look, I don't think that I think as long as you're not corrupting children or doing something that's disgusting. If you want to show a little something in the heat and you're a pool, go ahead.
At a swimming pool.
By the way, the bikinis they wore off duty were no more, sensational than other bikinis that were at the pool.
Right. Bikini's a bikini. It's meant to show skin.
Two, their sports bra and, I guess, athletic swimsuits were they paid for them themselves and then they made them look like the regular uniforms.
Right. So did you yield to the pressure of the homeowners association?
I did not. I said,
attaboy. Yeah.
I said,
that's the life he saved.
These girls are too hot for me to say anything about and I will wait this out. And then the district manager came to tell them because I clearly wasn't doing it.
Hold on. Stop. Turn the music because I cued you too earlier.
Sorry.
The district manager came
showed
by
up 2 weeks. 2 weeks later.
Excuse me, Mr. Ceballos. There's been some talk.
and the twins were there and brought him. They're like, you probably haven't heard from Oscar, but there have been some complaints from the homeowners association.
Oh, so he kind of went around you.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, I didn't want to be that guy. You don't pay me enough to deal with this nonsense. Right. And then
you like the twins too.
Oh my God, so please. They're the best.
They were the best.
And then you know what they did? They're like, all right, thanks. We quit. Rolled out.
Later. Bye. Homeowners Association wins.
Later. Well, they quit because you don't realize that they don't, nobody needs these dumb jobs.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
They'll find another pool company and move on with their lives.
Did you almost want to quit after that happened?
Mike, you know, a good manager manages. You know, they don't follow. I needed the job. So we're good. They were seniors in high school.
The thought never entered your mind that you were going to buy a bus of some sort?
Yeah. No.
Okay,
no,
just
no,
checking.
No. I didn't realize that a cleavage would take two breaks, but I should I have known better? No. I will take a break, come back with more fun on the Don Show, on the Michael Mara Show, not the Don Show. I think it's Don.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on with cleavage. Yeah, maybe because we saw so darn much when I was at. We'll be right back, ladies.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can.
That's why I love to listen to the microphone. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Are you hitting that again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thought you liked the intro.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. I blew up that promo, Tom Brokaw, boring me, and I did it. That means I don't have that much of an ego. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hear ye, hear ye.
Yes.
The 2019 Fab Fit Fun Summer Box is now on pre-sale. Treat yourself with items like Sol de Janeiro Brazilian bum bum cream.
It's the best bum bum cream.
What voice would be best to sell that?
I think like a Ricardo Montalban.
Yes.
Treat yourself to items like Sol de Janeiro Brazilian bum bum cream, a spiritual gangster Maya kimono, and a mini travel blow dryer. Fab Fit Fun is a seasonal subscription box that only costs $49.99. Everything you get is full size. I'm serious. This is a great product.
So great.
I love it. No samples of everything, of anything. It's all wonderfully full size. Many products, individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. That is no lie. That's Carla O'Mara tested. The 2019 summer box's total retail value is over $270. And you can get it for just $49.99. Carla flips out when it comes. She got hers last week. It's incredible. It's like Christmas four times a year. Sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. Use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Is Massiello on campus today?
She is.
Maddie, my sincere apologies on our behavior on this show. I'm sorry. We've just been just a little obsessive. I apologize.
It's okay.
Please.
You know, men have it so hard being distracted all the time. It's got to be rough.
Oh yeah, it's yeah. Did I? Okay, me too. Did that? did that sound that way? Did
no,
I sound
no,
sexist? Okay, I just want. I kind of just, you know, it's just. No, it's. I don't. I want to make it real clear. I don't disapprove of anything.
This is 50.
I have to manage my own. My own
50-50.
Yes,
Mike, and if anybody, I think Maddie's enlightened enough to understand.
I would
this
never want to see that woman okay. change the way she looks because it was something. It was interesting.
Let me give you some background.
Don't go changing,
Maddie. Just a couple weeks ago, so one of our associate producers, Josue,
yes.
that works here. He had a guest come in and Josue.
Yes,
Kazunta. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get you in trouble. I'm sorry. I'm almost 60 years old. I can make a joke like that.
So Shannon.
You're going to write a letter.
Shannon goes to Maddie. Because
Josue is the bathroom. I'm sorry.
Enough.
Right, go ahead.
Please.
All right.
Please.
Sorry.
Maddie goes. I mean, Shannon goes downstairs because Maddie was in a different meeting. She goes. And Shannon goes to ask Maddie, did you see the smoke show that Josue brought in? And Maddie immediately was thinking of a hot guy. As a smoke show, because it goes both ways, right?
She realized that the years that Shannon has spent with you, the constant brainwashing of your jargon.
Right.
And smoke show, let's be honest, we own smoke show. That's ours.
No, well,
men get to say smoke show.
Yes, yes.
Men get to say a woman is a smoke show.
That came from Barstool Sports, but men own smoke show.
Mm. All right.
So now,
good.
Maddie, what made you feel comfortable to really take our smoke show and apply it to a hot guy?
Well, when I hear, I think, oh my God, I missed a hot man rolling up in here and I wasn't here. How dare somebody not warn me? Because everybody here, it's like gorgeous girls. And I'm like, where are the men?
Yeah, sort of a needle in a haystack type deal.
I won't ask Maddie this because I don't want to put her in a difficult situation, but I'll ask Oscar and Rob. Is Josue a decent looking fellow?
Very charming.
Yeah, he's a smoke show is... more like an Adonis-looking guy.
Yeah,
right?
I understand that. Yeah, like a
like
who's the guy that just played Ted Bundy on Netflix?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron would be a smoke show for the women.
Absolutely.
Settle down.
And known for his abs, right? He's known for his abs. That's
he has
his,
like a 27 pack. It's like not a 6 pack, not an 8 pack. They just
whoa.
Keep on coming.
Yeah.
I know a lot about the subject.
Boy, somebody's getting a new show pretty soon. Like that. That's pretty good. No, the ladies are out there going, right now, there are ladies in our audience just going, yeah.
Josue has a 27 pack of Corona.
So Josue is.
He's lying.
Yeah,
he's lying.
Mm-hmm. I know he's Latin, but I've never heard that Josue. But is he, I mean, if he brought a smoke show with him, does that mean, well, see, it doesn't mean he has to be good looking. She's good looking. Look at
well,
me and Carla.
Josue is also a very well-established photographer.
Yes.
Okay. And it's one of his model subject friends. And Josue is in a relationship with another young lady who's also very attractive, a charming man. But what we thought was, I guess, funny was that Maddie came out of the conference room looking for this hot guy. And we're like,
and it was really a woman.
Yes.
Yeah. And so she went back to her desk with her Justin Bieber cutout.
And she was indignant about it. She's like, don't. She goes, I don't care about that.
Don't mess with my head.
If it's a guy.
Don't mess
with
me.
Great.
Shannon, I thought we were in this together.
Yeah. There you go. You're going to have to work on her a little bit, Maddie.
She runs down to the second floor, and all that's there is Rob Ford. I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to realize Shannon's been under the supervision of Johnny Misogynista for a very, very long time. So,
brainwashed villain.
Oh, yeah. Even better. Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you. You think I'm a monster? No, it goes both ways.
Okay.
I'm in my office downstairs, and the bullpen is full of, I would say, seven women that are working on different projects.
Right.
And I can hear some of the conversation, but I know when my wife is talking. And my wife is telling the girls how when I was courting her that I was obsessed with, like, she's like over the top, like, he was so in love that he wanted to marry me as soon as a couple weeks in. And I was like a little afraid that he was being, like, she was basically painting me.
Was smothered. She was saying to her girlfriends that she was smothered.
Yes. And I lurk over the corner. And Maddie actually saw me walking down the hall listening to this. And I saw her trying to do what is the Morse code that women do to other women. Like, hey, stop talking because
he's coming.
Or guys do all the time. Was like, hey. When a wife is walking down the hall.
I didn't know that you smothered her a little bit. That's pretty good.
I didn't. Well, she was flexing. And I said, oh, I smothered her. With the trip to Cabo San Lucas, the trip to California. I smothered. I didn't say you say no to the tickets arriving. And when I moved you over, women.
Yeah.
They have a different viewpoint.
He just stopped.
On things.
I don't know what happened there. It's
like I thought we lost him. Thank God he's back.
I'm back. Yes. I sat there. I said, I did not smother you. I did not do any of that. Please, that's revisionist history. I was in love. It was the best times of our lives. And now we just tolerate each other.
You know, it's an equation.
Yes,
it's an equation,
yes,
Oscar. Okay.
Yes, yes.
The hotter the woman, the more the less attractive man has to appear aloof and indifferent.
Yes.
That's why on my first date with Carla, where do we go? We met at, that restaurant in Texas?
Clyde's.
And she was
early. We met at Clyde's, and she was early with a guy hanging over. It's like, get away. Mine. My date. Go away. Go away. And I think that, what?
Mine.
What?
Mine.
Oh, no, I mean mine.
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 My smoke show.
And that was the first night he met Josue.
And Josue was there with his six-pack of Corona. And everything was fantastic. But I remember, you know, because a lot of people would say, oh, my God, she's way out of your league. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with this woman and all that? At the end of the day, I dropped her off and I walked her to the door and it just right out of a movie, just traditional. And I remember looking at her and I said, I had a really, really good time tonight. And, you know, I just think, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have my baby. Have my baby. Have my baby. I'm so lonely. I'm alone.
So that's how the
You're
equation.
The most beautiful woman I've ever even dated. I want you. Please come home with me. Stay with me. Don't even leave. I want you coming everywhere with me. Please. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And that's how the equation balanced?
Yeah.
Oh, that works out. Yeah, it all works out mathematically.
She said, please, but no, the true story of it is I'll never forget what happened because Carla, it was nice. It was a nice moment. And she looked me in the eye and she said, please stop touching me. It was very, very, very special.
Well, it was better than what Carrie said.
Let go of the hug.
Which was, please stop touching yourself.
Oh, God. Oh, da, 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 da,
da. We're having such a sweet moment.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
Maddie, would you say my recollection of what happened yesterday evening is accurate?
for sure.
Right?
Yes.
She was making 100%. She was making me look like I was.
Oh yeah, and everybody was like believing it too. We were like, oh, we had no idea Oscar was so it like
so desperate. Obsessed is the word. Obsessed.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We have to bring a lot of this to Las Vegas, so we have a no holes barred throwdown.
Yes,
a throwdown, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, it's Oscar's take.
Oscar's
on the Mike O'Mara show.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
Johnny here. Office spring cleaning has come to Podcast Village, and somebody threw out the giant lava lamp. Am I surprised? No. Am I disappointed? Yeah. Am I without the proper mood lighting to succeed at my job? Yes. Everything is stalled because of this. I mean, I'm the glue of Podcast Village, and I can't even get my work done. We need a load of Elmers. Stat.
Follow the interns at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Mother's Day is this Sunday, yes. And you better not forget to thank Mom. Where would you be without your mom-o? Huh? Come on. You wouldn't exist without your mom. So treat her right. Your mom is a pro at loving you,
pro.
A pro at supporting you, and a pro at raising you. So treat her to Pro Flowers, people. Carla's Pro Flowers just arrived, and they are so beautiful, so fresh. They made me look like a pro gift giver. Yay me and yay Carla. Pro Flowers lets you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that suit every mom's style. And by the way, if you want to call it a vase, anyone, I mean, go right ahead. Mm. No problem at all.
Mm.
Call it a vase. They have a unique vase that suits every mom's style. Simply select the delivery you want, the date, and Pro Flowers carefully packages your flowers and delivers them fresh from the farm. Express delivery means her flowers stay fresh. Right now, get one dozen assorted roses for $19.99. That's what Carla got. Double the roses and get a premium vase.
Double roses, Mike.
For just $9.99 more, just visit proflowers.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter code TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and the code TMOS. Mother's Day, May 12th, this Sunday.
Do it!
So don't wait. Order like a pro and get this amazing rose deal to thank all the moms in your life. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for... Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not represent in any way the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, during her set at the Beale Street Music Festival last weekend, Cardi B admitted to getting lipo. She told the crowd, is it lipo or lipo? Have they always seemed to change it? It's lipo.
Lipo.
But yet fats are known as lipids.
What?
But fats are known as lipids, so I would think it would be liposuction.
Well, it's lipo, I think. They call it lipo. I don't know. She told
the
crowd.
How about we all look into it?
She told the crowd, quote, I should have canceled today because moving too much is going to F up my lipo.
Oh, that's nice.
Yesterday, she told E! News why she's so candid about her plastic surgery. Quote,
it was important for me because I don't like worrying about things.
That's my, I'm sorry, it's a terrible Cardi B. She added, quote,
when you see somebody with hair lipo, you think they just got to the doctors and it's like, boop, you come out and you look amazing, but it's actually like a very long process recovery. It actually takes a bit more time than 3 or 4 months.
A bit more what?
I'm doing this.
A little more time.
Oh, thank you, Cardi.
3 or 4 months. Yeah, takes Cardi. Time.
This is Cardi's second procedure. Since giving birth to her daughter, Culture, last year, she also got her boobs redone.
Didn't know that was the name. Culture?
Culture.
That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. That's lovely, isn't it?
I think the idea of talking about plastic surgery in an open forum is becoming more commonplace. I believe that we've talked about it here, what we would get done at a younger or older age, depending on where we are. I think, and I would say the stigma that comes with this type of surgery has even gone where men live. For example, I'll give you The Rock. Did you know The Rock has had augmentation to his chest? And I'll tell you where in a second. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Wild stuff.
So The Rock's chest, and I wouldn't call augmentation, but a touch-up is more the word. He had a little bit of fat that right under his breastplate that he could not work, like he could not physically, his genetics would not allow him to match up perfectly. So he had liposuction right underneath his chest plate here, his breast, to actually get that out to give him a better forming chest.
This show should be just named breasts.
Yes, I agree.
It's been like from the very... Well, that's fascinating. But, so men do it too.
Yeah, even
which
the
is
best
why I have
best.
A hard time not staring at The Rock.
even the best of the best need a little help.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I like that. You listen to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
We talked about this on the show a lot, Oscar. Alex Trebek says, filming Jeopardy last season was extremely difficult at times. We didn't know that until today. He'd been on his dressing room floor. He'd be writhing in pain and crying.
Oh, my
then
God.
Then he would have 15 minutes to pull himself together before going back on stage. He also said he had to start wearing a hairpiece, and he talks a lot about that. So, you know, the reality for those people that are curious about Alex Trebek and where he is, you know, he's going through it. It's stage 4 pancreatic. Mm-hmm. This is the fight of his life, and it's a painful fight that he's going through right now. And I think all of us kind of look at Alex that love that show like I do, and you look and you wonder where he is in the fight. So what's your take on this?
I think this has a lot to do with karma. That last run, what he fought through to get that show on television, to help make sure it happened, this is the first time that Jeopardy, just reported yesterday, has beat Judge Judy in the syndication ratings. It is the number one show in syndication.
That's great.
And to know that effort was made through, you know, his ailing health to see that now, I imagine, doesn't make it okay, but it reinforces that effort. Two, the hairpiece is top notch. Because you could not tell.
You can't tell.
And he's going to be, if it's not on 60 Minutes, he's going to be on Good Morning America, if I'm not mistaken.
CBS
next week.
Sunday Morning
thank
with
CBS,
Jane Paul.
Thank you, CBS Sunday Morning. They showed a quick clip this morning, and I couldn't tell it was a hairpiece. I just thought he had, his hair had a little whitened a little bit more.
Yep, it's
you know
amazing.
Why chemo causes hair loss? I found this
why
out
is
when
that?
Robert is because the chemotherapy is designed to attack the fastest growing cells in your body because those are the cancerous ones usually. But because your hair grows so quickly, it also fights your hair cells. Mm. So it's while it's fighting cancer, it's also fighting your hair cells because they have a similar characteristic.
Wouldn't you love to see a win? I'd
yeah.
love
oh my
to see
God,
a win
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think
wonderful.
Pat Sajak is at home being like, somebody, give me shingles, something. I need something.
You know what? He needs a hairpiece.
Yeah, he does.
He's turning into Eddie Munster down there.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Take.
Oscar David Beckham had his driver's license revoked in England for being on his phone while driving, which is a no-no there.
Oh.
Way to go, England. I mean, I was talking about the lady on her you know, cell phone. It's like a lot of places in the U.S. where it's illegal, too. He was probably texting or checking his messages at the time because he was reportedly using his phone at knee level. He was driving in slow-moving traffic at the time, but the judge said that wasn't an excuse. He won't be able to drive for 6 months. They're coming down on him with
damn.
This.
Wow.
He'll also have to pay a fine of about $1,000, plus more than $200 in court costs for David Beckham. What say you, Oscar Santana?
So I still can't get past the idea that if you're so wealthy and you have so much, and you're so busy, I would say, like a guy like David Beckham, with the modeling, with the ownership of a team, with the play, with the family, why not get a driver? Why not get a driver so
true
you can
enough.
Get S done? And I'm not.
If he got that, he could start drinking.
Well, he could do whatever. Have lunch. Have a big hoagie. Do
have
what
a
you
martini
want.
Lunch.
Do whatever you want. And you and
come on, Scary. And we're going to lunch.
And some people say it's posh. Some people say
whatever.
Some people say, well, no, the beauty of the machine and driving. Mike, within 10 years, we're not going to have this whole world of these gearheads like you and I that like want a new car even though we don't need one. We want something that's
drive
fast.
For us.
Yeah, they're just going to drive for us. There is a video.
By the way, that'll rear its other ugly head later in the show. Don't skip ahead.
There
okay?
is an adult.
Oh,
no,
I know that. Hey, excuse me. Don't skip ahead. I know it's coming. It's coming. It's for you.
Never mind.
It's your take. I'll have it
okay,
for
thank you.
You.
Please.
Your
You're
take. Listening to Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You'll thank me later. Dennis Rodman has been accused of helping some friends steal clothes from a yoga studio. I watched the video. Oh, God. He reportedly distracted the employees while one of the women stuffed clothing into her purse. This guy. During the same visit, Dennis's male companion lifted a $2,500 crystal art piece, but he dropped it on the floor where it smashed into smaller pieces. I mean, just duh. The store has surveillance video showing all of it happening. The owner claims Dennis and his friends reeked of alcohol and made off with $500 worth of clothing, as well as the broken crystal. He also filed a police report. Rodman's rep said it's too premature to comment. It's Dennis Rodman. What say you, Oscar Santana?
These actions are actions of a junior or senior in college that are just that haven't been drafted
high
yet.
School.
No. I'm saying this is the only, I guess, other option would be you don't have enough money to buy something, so you're getting a discount at a store or a five-finger discount or whatever it may be, and that's when you get busted. These are not the actions of what would be a Hall of Famer, NBA, All-Star. Right. He's known as the Worm. Like the days of him being on MTV or having his own reality show are far gone, and the latest claim to fame is an attachment to a dictator in North Korea. This is so off... Like so complete off brand for him, for who he was, that it's, for me, it's tragic. It's a substance abuse issue that nobody is wrangling. He's got a bunch of enablers around him. And the idea now, this actually brings another thought. Is Kim Jong-il actually buying him stuff and paying him off? Because if he's stealing from Lululemon, what is he getting back?
That's true. I can't believe they picked up the broken pieces of crystal. I would definitely have left it there.
And it's Kim Jong-un, Oscar.
Oh, damn it.
Ill's the dad.
Damn it.
You're listening to Oscar's Tech, ladies and gentlemen.
Send him money.
Here. A new study found our ability to make new friends peaks at age 23, then declines. And the average adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. Being too shy or introverted is the number one reason people said they struggle to make friends as an adult. And the second most common excuse is, I don't go to bars anymore. The top five also include, it's hard to break into someone's friend group. My family takes up all of my time, and I don't have any hobbies where I meet new people. So it says here, it peaks at 23.
Wow.
And most people haven't made a new friend in 5 years. What say you, Oscar Santana?
We're spoiled as broadcasters because friends are thrust upon us, and we're lucky that way. And while Mike may not be, Rob and I are.
You are.
No, but I got my Cocoonville buddies.
Yes.
So I've made a couple of new friends.
Which goes to my second point. If you play a sport or you have a hobby or you get into one, that's where you make friends. If
that's
you're an
you
A-hole,
do
don't fan of Lego, talk about Legos. They've got groups.
Absolutely.
If you're into IT, get an
healthy
IT group. Yeah,
it's good for you.
And I'll tell you where to go. We sent Mike this way. He never went. Meetup.com has groups for everything.
Right.
That's where you make friends.
Ah.
Yep. Oscar sent me to a road rage group. Didn't work out. Anyway, you're
listening
to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, it finally happened. Tesla, out of all the search terms, is currently trending on Pornhub.
Hey!
Thanks to the very sad Taylor Jackson's viral Tesla porno. That's she became the first adult film actress to shoot a pornographic scene in a self-driving car. The porn video sees Taylor Jackson getting intimate with the driver, whose hands are clearly not on the steering wheel. The self-driving car in question here appears to be a Tesla Model X, and it's on autopilot. And I watched this video.
Oh, you did? So research purposes.
It's a research purpose, but not my kind of porn star. Just too young looking. It didn't.
How about the car? Did you like the car?
Like, youth is in the eye of the viewer.
I know. She just seemed like a troubled young lady.
Oscar said just didn't make sense, but that's okay.
Youth is in the eye.
Schmosker told me all about this.
And he watched it.
And he gave me some details. And he found it even before it broke on the news. And just so you know.
Tesla.
And he said, look, the setup is they're going on a Tinder date, and she shows up, and she's attractive. And then what is cool—
Thank you for giving the plot.
And this is what I thought was fascinating, is that I did not know the Tesla Model X has a feature that opens the door for the passenger. Like, you don't even have to, unlock.
It's amazing you got that out of that video.
Yes,
that's—
and I was
wonderful.
Like, ooh, look at that. I've never seen that before. And it does happen, and you can tell the driver is struggling at times,
struggling.
The male, the female is, you know where, to actually touch the steering wheel and have a viewpoint, because
I think there might be a thing where you have to have a hand on the steering wheel, right? You have to have a hand, because his fingers were—
The fun game is to see him struggle to get around the young lady. Tap the steering wheel to be like, all right.
I'm glad that's the fun part.
But
he didn't. He still managed to wave at traffic, which was very interesting. Yeah. Fantastic. Lighting was bad, though. But it's a real—
You're in a car.
Absolutely. Yes. We'll take a break, ladies. That's Oscar's Take. We will come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's Mother's Day this weekend. And what do you get for that special someone who gave you life?
Why don't you head over to the MichaelMerrisShow.com, click on the shopping center banner where you can buy something from Macy's.com, Walmart.com, or Target.com. But you better hurry or you'll be sorry. Now let's head back to the man we all know who truly loved his mother, Mike O'Mara.
I do like that better than Cleveland. Thank you. Mrs. O'Mara has just appeared in the lobby of the home.
Ah!
Hello, dear. Okay, Daddy's distracted right now. It's a fun Friday, everybody. Can't wait to drink with you at the airport. Due to your amazing support, our TMOS Live Friday show almost completely sold out. Normally, that would shut out the majority of listeners who want to see our live show. After 10 years, we are thrilled at the response to our 10th anniversary spectacular. So, we have added a second show. Tickets are now available for a second show, Saturday night, November 16th. Want to come and see us two nights in a row? No problem. Not able to make it till Saturday in Vegas? No problem. Worried that you'd get shut out? No problem! Mm-hmm. We are delighted to announce a second all-new show for Saturday night at the Zappos corporate headquarters in downtown Vegas, baby. We are pumped to see even more of our incredible listeners, but these tickets will sell out fast, so go to MikeOMaraShow.com and get yours now. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos.com. Tickets are on sale right now. Let's turn that down and open this up and get Rob in here for the Audio Vault for Friday, May 10th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Now, you know, I got my start interning for you. Yes. You interned, right, Oscar?
Yeah, I interned for, well, overall WHFS when I was younger. Yes.
And Mike, you had an NBC internship, right, here in Washington,
NBC,
D.C.?
Yeah, NBC News, radio news down in downtown D.C. in the National Press Building.
Well, if I was a little younger, I might go out for this internship. The National Light Company. Natural Light Company, rather, the cheap beer made by Budweiser.
Anheuser-Busch.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, they're the green beer when you order green beer, right?
Yeah.
For St. Patrick's
Day. It was natural.
Day.
Most green beer is Natural Light if you have a Bud, you know, distributor. Yes.
Well, Natural Light is offering a summer internship.
We're excited to announce the first ever national search for the Natty Light Summer Intern. Now, when typical brands look for interns, they look for stuff like a ton of work experience, 4.0 GPA, and amazing references. Maybe they want you to have made the dean's list. But here at Natty, we believe greatness is more than just a piece of paper. Who the f*** is dean anyway? We're looking for something more. Somebody who's Natty qualified. A well-rounded, fun-loving human being who knows how to get things done.
All right,
who knows?
All right, let me stop you right there. All right, do we have a trend now? Because are you seeing that, you know, with the Volkswagen, what's more important than education being first in line at the roller coaster?
Right,
that,
right.
You know, you don't have to have an... do you see that this is trending now?
They
this
are
anti-intellectualism?
Yeah, they're preying on anti-intellectualism. But you see, smart people won't get this internship, Mike, because it's Natural Light.
Right, exactly.
It's the worst beer out there.
It's just interesting the way they do it.
And speaking of Natural Light, new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show, Mike. This is the Mike O'Mara Show Drunk Driver of the Week. In the state of Washington, Mike, no one was hurt.
Okay.
No one was hurt. But in trying to avoid hitting another car in a parking lot, he drove into and through a shopping mall.
Ooh.
People were on the scene. No one was hurt. Witnesses comment.
It drove all the way. Then it went all the way up to Sportsman. Turned around, came back so fast. And he went here so fast. Boom. Hit it again, and he took off.
Yeah, so he went through the mall and came out. Now, you know, nowadays there's surveillance video of everything. And so we actually have surveillance video of the guy driving into the mall.
Would there be anything else?
Yes. Do you have a Miss Piggy?
Greatest chase scene in the history of film.
The greatest. And shot in a real closed down mall.
Couldn't do it today.
No. And remember what Elwood says. Hey, look, disco pants and baby clothes. Man, this place has everything. So, I didn't realize Mike Jim Fowler was still alive. The animal expert that used to go on the Johnny Carson show?
The number two guy that was after Marlon Perkins on Wild Kingdom.
And Marlon Perkins would probably be 120 now. Well, Jim Fowler died this week at age 89. And did you know that after Johnny retired, he and Jim Fowler continued to hang out and actually went on safari together. So he had a real friendship with Jim Fowler. Johnny Carson did. But perhaps more notable, Jim Fowler is a guest on my favorite episode of Seinfeld, the one where Kramer builds the Merv Griffin set in his apartment and books him as a guest. Mm-hmm. Here's Jim Fowler, the late Jim Fowler, on the show Seinfeld.
A little later, we're going to be talking with animal expert Jim Fowler.
Where are the cameras?
Mr. Fowler, I have a squirrel here that is a miracle of modern science. George, I told you, we're booked.
Careful. Hawks and squirrels don't get along together.
Ooh, another interesting confrontation. This could be spicy. Yeah, George, bring him over.
No, you idiot. Hawks eat squirrels.
Are we getting this?
Anyway, the most dangerous YouTube bunny trail you can ever take is The Tonight Show. And if you ever watch some clips with Jim Fowler, he's always great. Love him on The Tonight
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Joe Biden had a great moment at a rally this week. Where he was trying, you know, to play it cool, and a lady screamed something to him in the audience, and it's just a little awkward.
Well, look out. Kind of looks like an old neighborhood home in Claymont, Delaware.
You can hug and kiss me anytime, Joe.
To which Joe does the sign of the cross and hangs his head as if
very
in prayer.
Nice, thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. So I believe that will follow him around for a while. Now let's
well handled, though. I thought he handled that well.
Let's.
You got to give credit where credit's due when it's due.
Let's close with this. D.C., we've said it before, not a very good sports town. Would you say Boston is one of the best sports towns there is?
Oh,
Boston
yeah.
Boston is a great sports town, but also now, as I've mentioned before, a spoiled sports mm-hmm. town. Congratulations to the Bruins for beating the Carolina Hurricanes last night. They're kids that have grown up and not known loss. It's pretty amazing.
I'm glad you brought that up because this clip shows...
sports loss.
loss.
They've never known loss.
That sounded a little heavier than I wanted it to sound.
On a Boston sports radio station, this clip went viral yesterday. They were previewing the game, Bruins and Hurricanes, and this is how the Boston host handled the hockey expert from the Carolinas.
How did this happen?
Well, I mean, first of all, they started scoring some goals, and they were losing a lot of close games, and in December, things looked pretty bleak. But then the puck started going in a little bit more.
I can't listen to a guy with a southern accent talk about hockey.
Yep.
Your southern accent, I can't.
He hung up on him.
You know, there are teams, hockey teams in the South, many.
You got to fly a guy in from Canada.
Mid sentence, he hung up on him based solely on his southern accent.
Oh my God!
So that's your Boston hockey fan. Have a great weekend, everybody. That's your magic
funny.
Audio vault.
Oh my God!
I
another
just can't
one in
do
the
it.
Can.
Can't do it.
Oh. Hey, listen, everybody. Please, let's sell this second show out as quickly as possible. You'll just help our anxiety level if you do that. Thank you very much. We are opening the doors for a second show Saturday night, November 16th. If you want to come see us two nights in a row, you can do that. If you weren't able to make it into Vegas until Saturday and you were saying, oh, I'm not going to be able to see them, come out and see us on Saturday night. And if you're worried that you get shut out because we almost completely sold out with the pre-sale, our first show, no problem for you, too. And for all you people that went to the first show, come to the second one, too. We want to see you again. We're delighted to announce it's a second all-new show. We're going to be at the Zappos corporate headquarters downtown Vegas. Come out and see us. The 10th anniversary spectacular brought to you by Zappos.com. And thank you for your continued. After 10 years, you still support this show. God bless every one of you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I have a sentimental weakness for my children, and I spoil them, as you can see. They talk when they should listen.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Goodbye, Judy.